And good morning, neighbors, and whether it's Brother John at the altar call program. And I want to thank you so much, so much. God bless you for taking a few minutes of your time to listen to this old-fashioned country preacher. I hope and pray that this broadcast will be a source of encouragement and a blessing to you. I hope that you'll quickly pick up the phone, call some of your neighbors or friends or whatever, and let them know that we're on the air. And I've got a special message I'd like to do. In fact, there's no way that I could even do it justice what I would like to do. I wish I had about 45 minutes an hour to really be able to preach, maybe even longer. But on a 50-minute broadcast, it's hard to say what all I got to say. But I want to thank you so much for tuning us in each and every Sunday. May God bless you each over in Pulaski and Radford and all over in there. And I want to tell you of a good church you might be able to go to this morning. Maybe you have a lot of heartaches. Maybe you have a lot of problems. I'm going to tell you what. Listen, you might be saved and you might be in church, but I'm going to tell you what. I've never seen so many Christians in my life wearing masks when they go to church on Sunday. They got heartaches. They got problems. They've got some of them's on the verge of divorce. Some of them has got kids that has broke their heart. Some of them's got husbands that broke their hearts. Some of them is headed for divorce courts. Some of your children's on drugs. And I mean, you're just having all kind of problems. But you know, it's a shame before God that we can't go down to the church and just say, help me, because the church is supposed to be a hospital where people can come that is sick and got problems. But it's a shame before God in this day and time that people feel more like they can call the psychic hotline or call some 900 number to be able to help them than to be able to call the house of God. Try it, my friend. You can call any of these old ungodly numbers anytime you want to, 24 hours a day, and try to call the Church of the Living God, and I'll guarantee you can't get nobody to answer the phone. Amen. That's the Lord's truth. Amen. I'm just trying to tell the truth. Here just a while back, I had a man call me about 2:30 in the morning, call me from another state. And he was on the verge of committing suicide, a man that was drunk, just disgusted with life, ready to blow his brains out. And I knew a preacher that was right up the road from where this man lived at, within about 4 or 5 blocks from him. And I told that man, I said, please don't do that, sir. Hold on just a second. Let me get somebody to contact you. Just hang on. And I called this preacher there, and I woke him up, and I told him who I was, and I needed to go visit this man real quickly because the man had been drinking. The man was threatening suicide, and the preacher said, call me back in the morning during office hours. I said, sir, you don't understand that this man is fixed to blow his brains out. The man is lost, headed for hell. He said, call me back tomorrow. Hung the phone up and took it off the hook. I had to call another man 40 miles away to drove over there and led that man to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, that preacher that did that needs to be, took out and horsewhipped and drove out of the ministry. Amen. Amen. And if, mister, if you're that way, you sorry hound, you ought to get out of the preaching business. Amen. I believe that. Amen. Now, listen, I got a special thing that I'd like to do here this morning. And I want to tell you the name of the church that you might be able to go to, and I know that they'll be a blessing to you. It's the New River Baptist Church over in Radford, Virginia, out there near the, out on Highway 11, out there near the New River Speedway out there. Amen? And so, why don't you go on out there and visit the fine folks, and I know that you'll have a blessing. My friend, are you in trouble? Do you need help? My friend, I know the person that can take care of you and help you and help you out of your problems. I don't know if some of you folks might have heard the broadcast last week when I had my wife on there to come and testify. And I told you about Social Security sending me a thing about with the money that I used to make when I was a young person before I got saved. And as I told you last week, the year that my first child was born, Social Security Service from the United States government says in that year I only made $131. And some years I didn't even make that. Some years I made like 75. All I did was stay in pool halls and drink and shoot dice and stayed locked up in jail. But my friend, the good news, the reason I told you all that, to tell you this, listen to me, if you're under the sound of my voice and you need help and you got a man that is breaking your heart and causing you trouble and you say there's no hope for him, my friend, I want you to know, as God saved me, the Lord Jesus Christ can change them and save them. And I tell you what, when I look back over that, what God did to me, I wouldn't work a job. I was stinking and lazy. I thought that working a job was for suckers and things like that. But I'm going to tell you what, the minute that Christ come into my life and changed me, listen, made me a new man, made me love my children, love my wife, and listen, and give me a new home and a new heart with a new start. Amen. Amen. But listen, I don't want to get started on that. I want to tell you in Radford and over in Pulaski, Virginia, how you can become a hero. Amen. I want to tell you this. Now, I want you to listen to Brother Johnny. I'm going to wrap up my message here in a few minutes on that, how you can become a literal hero. Amen. Now, listen, I know that you don't really have, you don't feel that you have too much of a chance to be able to be a hero. Well, my friend, I want to tell you something. Here a while back during that Oklahoma burning, when they remember that bombing that they had over there in Oklahoma 2 years ago, as I sit and I watch that, and I seen those men run into that building there and taking those babies out and taking those men out and taking those women out, I said, boy, listen, I got a cold chill up and down my body, and I begin to cheer, go get them, boy, go get them, go get them, and bring them out of there, go get them out of there. And listen, my friend, you might not never have the chance in this life to ever be recognized by the Chamber of Commerce in Radford and Pulaski and surrounding counties. You might never be recognized as a hero. You might not never have the chance in this walk of life, but in the eyes of God, I can tell you how you can be a hero, a real hero. You know how it is? Listen, my friend, it's not saving somebody from a burning building, but my friend, to be a hero in the economy of God is to be, you can be a hero in God's eye by saving somebody from a burning hell. In the eyes of God, you will be a hero, and to that person that you lead to the Lord and stop them from going to a burning hell, my friend, I can tell you, to them, you will be a hero. I want you to know that. The pastor that led me to the Lord, Jesus Christ, to me, he's still a hero. Amen. Amen. But my friend, listen, not only that, but my friend, listen, you want to be a hero? It's not to save somebody from drowning in a river, but my friend, you can help somebody from drowning in a cesspool of sin, and you can be a real hero to that person. You see, my friend, by saving those bodies that were saved in the Oklahoma fire, they still got to die. But to get that soul saved, my friend, then you can become a hero in the eyes of God. Amen. That's why I like whenever I read in Luke's Gospel chapter 10 of the story that Christ gave us of the Good Samaritan. You know, when Christ found that man on that Jericho road there, that Jericho means tragedy. You know, the Bible said that they found him stripped and they found him wounded. That's exactly where I was. The devil stripped me of everything that I ever had that was decent and clean in my life. He stripped me and he wounded me by everything in this world. And my friend, listen to what Brother John is trying to tell you. And he left him, but listen to this. The Bible said there in that Luke's Gospel chapter 10, and listen, and in verse 30, and it said, and he left him half dead. My friend, that's the way the devil will use you. He will strip you of everything in your life. He will wound you. But what happened in my life, the devil made a mistake. He left me half dead. Amen. But God, come give me new life. Well, glory to God. And give me life and maybe be born again and wash me in the light and give me a new life in Christ. Amen. Bless God, old devil. Shame on you for just leaving me half dead. Amen. But Christ made me alive in him. Now, my friend, I want to ask you something. Would you like to be a hero? Listen, as I read the story in Luke's Gospel chapter 10, the Bible said that good Samaritan got down off his beast and got down where that one was in the ditch. My friend, listen, that's what the church needs to do today. They need to get down off their high horse, amen, and get down and help somebody that's down and out and in the ditch, amen, and lift them up and put them back on the beast where you one come down and got down and lifted him up. That's what we need to do today, and that's where we're failing as children of God. Now, I've got a special thing that I wanted to give you here today. There's a good friend of mine that died several years back. I mean, listen, he was my next-door neighbor when I lived out in Texas. He was a three-time ex-convict. They said when my friend died, Brother Key, that he was the best safecracker that the state of Texas ever had. I mean, listen, he was just like myself. He wouldn't work a job. He wouldn't do nothing. He was a professional thief, and God saved him. And he asked God to do one thing for him after he saved him. He said, God, let me live for you as long as I did for the devil. And God blessed him by one more year than he got to live for God than he ever did for the devil. He lived for the devil for 28 years, and God let him live for him for 29 years. But my friend, here's what he did. After he seen the ruin of how young people could be if they went out Christ, his burden was to start a boys' home. And my friend Bubba Key went out and started a boys' home. During an accident one Sunday morning on the way to church, my friend Bubba got killed. And listen, I'm going to give you some funeral excerpts, what happened at his funeral. My friend, I want to ask you something. What kind of a testimony are you going to leave behind? These are the actual services where I was there in this funeral service of my good friend Bubba Key. My friend, what are people going to say about you whenever you leave this walk of life? What are they going to say? Are they just going to say he was a Baptist or he was a good man or I hope he was saved? No, Brother Bubba Key become a hero to these boys because he went out in the highways and the byways in Chicago and Pennsylvania and Houston and left led these boys to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen what these boys have got to say about the man that found them on the street and loved them and give them a hope. My friend, I hope that this will be a blessing to you. But the thing that I'm asking you is, what are they going to say at your funeral whenever you leave this walks of life? May God bless you as you listen to this.
I'd like to thank the Lord for saving me. I was saved at home. The 21st of January. So it was from Danny Keith. I'd be in prison right now. I thank him so much for that. You know? He took me off the streets and gave me a life I never had. I'd just like to thank him for that. I thank the Lord for saving me. Before I came to the home, I didn't have no home when I was on the street. My parents didn't care nothing about me. And when I came to the home, I couldn't, you know. So I got attached to daycare so fast. So I never had to stay up there caring anything about me. We sit in that office and we talk all the time. I mean, he listens to you, know. If you didn't have nothing to say, it really mattered to him. He still listened. But forget we was at this last camp meeting. I've been studying, and we've been praying to hope my mom would get saved. And she got saved. Dad told me she got saved. And I don't know what happened from there, so from there. I mean, everybody thought I went crazy at first, you know. But I don't know if it's just like, he was just a daddy, a real daddy. I want nobody to take his place. He was great, boy. Amen. I won't forget him. We're going to do so much together. I was really looking forward for it, too. We're sitting there in the office and talk just the night before he died, the day before he died. We're sitting there and I got a letter from somebody, and he's sitting there and he says, we'll keep on calling until we get in touch with him. And they didn't get in touch with it though, but he said, well, I'll call him and tell her everything's all right. And he says, don't worry about it, son. He said, it'll be all right. And it just kept on going. It didn't stop. I don't know what's about him, but I'll tell you what. Well, he walked with the joy in his heart. I mean, he smiled all the time. He carried it. If he was even going to walk down to the store, his Bible was right up under his hand. He was carrying it, boy. I mean, I ain't never seen nobody yet. But, walk like him and smile like him. And, I mean, just have that joy and peace in his heart. And I love him, and I still will.
Amen, my friend. I've got to cut it off. But listen, my friend, the main thing that I want you to say here today, as Brother Bubba Key, one of my best friends, you can become a hero right there in Radford and Pulaski yourself. How can you do it, Brother Johnny? As I said, save a man from a burning hell. Save a people from a cesspool of sin. Save a man. Save a woman. Save a boy. Save a girl from a literal hell, my friend. You can do that. In Radford and in Pulaski, you might not ever be a hero, but I'll guarantee you that person that you rescued from that sin, I'll guarantee you one thing, in their eyes, you'll be a hero because you saved a life and you saved a soul and led them to the Lord of glory. My friend, I'm going to ask you this. What are they going to say when they come by your funeral? Are they going to know for sure? Are they going to say like this brother here, Brother Bubba, he just wouldn't quit. He had the joy of the Lord in his heart, and he wouldn't quit. And everywhere he went, he carried a Bible up under his arm and told people about the love of God. Can you do that, my friend? Have you been a hero? How many people have you won since you've been saved? Come to my house sometime and listen to this phone ring and young people that's being abused, sexually abused, physically abused, and they need help out there. You go in these old dead, cold, ice box churches where the pastor sits up with a folk on an hour on Sunday morning, an hour on Sunday night, an hour on Wednesday night, and dead. My friend, you need to get out of that and get where God can use you and bless you and put your life, invest it in the lives of other people. And when we all get home to glory land, you'll be one of God's little heroes. May God bless you.